with what God has given, with the lot that God has chosen for us, is a serious sin. The Word of God overtly and specifically calls us to contentment. For example, 1 Timothy 6:6, godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. If you really want something to gain, if you want to pursue something, pursue godliness accompanied by contentment. Paul goes on to say, you brought nothing into the world, you're not going to take anything out either. So if you have food and covering with these, be content. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Very similarly, in Hebrews 13:5, we read, let your character be free from the love of money, being content with what you have. Why? For He, God, has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid, what can anybody do to me? We find our contentment then in God and the promises of His provision. Now with that sort of introduction in mind, let's go back to the text of Philippians chapter 4. I've worn out this book in my Bible. It's sort of falling apart because of its wonderful practicality. And there are some indications in the Philippian letter that the church at Philippi was under some serious pressure, that there were circumstances that had fallen upon them that made life pretty hard. Back in chapter 1, verse 28, Paul talks about being alarmed or not being alarmed by your opponents. There were opponents of the church. There were those who were against the church, persecutors of the church, apparently. And Paul says you don't need to be alarmed by your opponents. The fact that they oppose you is a sign of their destruction, not yours. Then also in verse 29, he says, it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only that you should believe in Him, but also suffer for His sake. And then in verse 30, that you should experience the same kind of conflict which you saw in me. Now, we all know the severity of the conflict that Paul experienced. We all know the severity of the suffering that he experienced. We all know how his opponents came against him. And Paul is saying essentially to the Philippians, you have experienced the same thing. Over in verse 14 of chapter 2, Paul talks about doing everything without grumbling or disputing, therefore proving yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God above reproach.